Lesson 33. Text A. We are not deaf. Jane and Lisa have had lunch with Uncle David and Aunt Janet. The two old people are deaf, and the girls are tired because they have had to shout. They both want to leave. We'll have to leave soon, Aunt Janet.
Yes, of course you can have some tea, dear. I'll go and make some.
Oh, no, Lisa, stop her. You'd better say it louder. We'll have to leave, Aunt Janet.
You can't leave yet. I want to hear some more about Canada.
But I must go back and look after Malcolm. Oh, dear, they didn't hear. I must go back and look after Malcolm.
Why? What's the matter with him?
I told you, Aunt Janet, he isn't well.
But I thought you said he was in the hotel.
Where are you staying?
We're camping.
We're camping?
In this weather?
Well, I'm not surprised Malcolm isn't well. Perhaps I ought to come out and see him.
No, that's not a good idea, Auntie. He's ill.
What's the matter with him?
He's got a cold. He's got a temperature. Oh, what's the use? He's got a cold!
All right, all right. We can hear. We're not deaf.
Text B. The Stolen Smells. Many years ago, in another country, there lived a poor student. He had very little money. He lived in a very small room over a restaurant. His room was at the back of the building, over the kitchen. The restaurant owner was a very mean man. Nobody liked him. But he was a good cook, and many people came to his restaurant. One day, he was working quietly in his kitchen when he heard the poor student talking to his friend. "You must be very unhappy," said his friend, "living in a poor room like this." "Oh, no," said the student. "I am busy with my studies, and I'm not interested in my room." "But you only eat plain rice. You don't have money for anything tasty." "Yes, it's true. I eat only plain rice. But the delicious smells that come from the kitchen make the rice very tasty indeed." The restaurant owner was furious. This student was stealing the smells from his kitchen. He decided to take him to court. Everybody in the court laughed when the mean man accused the student of stealing his smells. But the judge took him seriously. "Every man should be able to complain to the court," he said. When the restaurant owner told the judge everything, the judge said, "You are right, the student is guilty." The restaurant owner was delighted, but the poor student was very much afraid. What could he do? He had only a few coins in his pocket. The judge asked the student if he had any money. The student took 5 coins from his pocket and held them out to the judge in his right hand. "Let the coins fall into your left hand," said the judge. The courtroom was very quiet. Everyone heard the tinkle of the coins as they fell into the student's left hand. "Well," said the judge to the restaurant owner, "you've heard his money. You've been well paid for your smells." Seven. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the story to your partner. A bad student. Peter's father wants to know how his son is getting along in school. One day, he asks him, "Peter, how are you getting along in school? What seat do you have in the class? Does the teacher place you in seats according to your marks?" "Yes, father." "And what seat do you have?" "Number 21. "And how many students are there in your class?" "21, father." Several weeks pass. Peter, who is a bad student and studies very little, brings home the marks of his monthly examinations. "How are you getting along in school now, Peter?" asks his father. "Your marks do not seem to be very good." "I am getting along much better now, father." "What is your place in the class now?" "Number 20 now." "Good. Then you are one place ahead." "No, father. One of the students left the class. His family moved to another town."